Praise to the man. There are any number of positive qualities that the prophet Joseph Smith demonstrated throughout his life, but I would particularly like to highlight four of them. Faith in God and Christ, initiative, courage, and cheerfulness. These are four qualities that all of us can emulate. Let's look at each a little more closely. First, faith in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the first principle of the gospel, the divine center of our lives. As you study each of the six events, you will find that faith was the driving principle behind them all. Starting with the first vision, Joseph Smith was raised with and cultivated faith in God. When he read James chapter 1, verse 5, it stirred him so deeply, he could not help but act upon the promptings he received. You can practically feel his faith as you read his story. Second, initiative. As mentioned earlier, as you study the six events, you will find that in every instance, without exception, Joseph Smith took the initiative. He acted. He was not acted upon. He prayed. He sought. He knocked. He asked. This initiative pattern and practice is overwhelming to me and motivates me to not wait to be told, but rather to be anxiously engaged in many things that contribute to the building up of the kingdom. It teaches me that we have enormous capacity, infinitely larger than the social mirror or software or self-doubts would counsel. Third, courage. President Harold B. Lee taught, courage is the quality of every virtue acting at its highest testing point. Close quote. Joseph Smith continually had to deal with his highest testing point. With few exceptions, he came through. In fact, after yielding to the persuasions of men and losing 116 translated pages of the Book of Mormon, he said, "I made this my rule. When God commands, do it." His whole life was swimming upstream against powerful cultural and satanic forces. He was truly driven from pillar to post. He lost several children. He was beaten. He was tarred and feathered. He was continuously on the run like a fugitive. He was imprisoned in a place ironically called Liberty Jail. He suffered a martyr's death, knowing that he was going to that death like a lamb to the slaughter, with a conscience void of offense to man or God. Fourth, cheerfulness. Joseph Smith always had a cheerful countenance and an uplifting, optimistic spirit about him. Try to imagine the burdens and responsibilities put on his shoulders, and the difficulties, persecutions, constant setbacks, and almost insurmountable challenges he faced, not just occasionally, but almost daily. Yet he was known as a cheerful, convivial spirit by all who encountered him. I am convinced the reason he could be so cheerful, in spite of all of his challenges, was because he taught that faith and worry cannot exist in the same mind at the same time. To use the modern expression, he let go and let God. He had a true peace about how God was using him and would continue to use him regardless of the difficulties he constantly confronted. You can see how these four qualities are so intertwined: faith in God, initiative, courage, and cheerfulness. They are interdependent. They need each other for any one of them to work well. They are the fruits of being centered on God and Christ and seeing everything else as a stewardship. They come from looking through this gospel-centered lens at everything, at everybody, at every problem of the present, every concern about the future.